What's this week like for you?
Say that again.
What's this week like for you not being able to be on the field? What are you gaining?
Oh, it's tough, man, but, you know, just not being able to go out there and practice and learn the stuff. But, you know, I'm still learning meeting rooms, but right now I'm just focusing on rehabbing and getting healthy.
Is training camp still the target?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How is the meeting learning going? What is that like? Is it a lot different than the stuff you had at West Virginia, or is it?
You know, the language and everything is different plays, but, you know, it's not too hard at all. Just getting everything down pat, but I'm going to get it, though.
What's it been like the past, well, ever since you got drafted? Is it time to kind of sink in and really be like, hey, we're on to the next step?
It's been crazy, but I'm trying to enjoy every second of it. It's been a fun process for me and my family. So, but now, you know, it's all about business. So it's all about me, you know, getting healthy so I can get ready to play this year.
What's your primary focus, knowing that you can't really apply it on the practice field as you like? Is it just all rehab and mental? Like, what's the?
Yeah, mainly just rehab and taking all the mental reps, you know, spend as much extra time as I can with the coaches, learn everything.
How many conversations have you had with the players you are already here, the Raiders teammates?
I spoke to Bruce Irvin quite a bit. You know, he's kind of helping me a little bit through the process and getting adjusted and everything. So it's good having a play like that, you know, to kind of help me, you know. So he's been through it all, been in the league for a few years.
Some people say you play with such reckless abandon that can get you hurt, but that's the only way you know how to play, right?
I don't think so. I've been pretty healthy throughout my college career. But, you know, it's about just taking care of my body. You know, besides this injury, never really had any other injuries in college.
What safeties do you like to watch? Or, you know, whether you model your game after them, but NFL guys that you look at him, you're like, I like the way he plays.
Ed Reed, Brian Dawkins, guys like that. You know, I like the way Earl Thomas play and, you know, Tyrann Mathieu. Those guys like that, man, you know, they're very versatile with what they do. They can do it all over the field.
You get a lot of Bob Sanders talk, too. Do you see a lot of your game in his game, too?
I hear that a lot, yeah. probably more so with the size and the way, how physical we are. But, yeah, he was definitely a baller, though. So,
how do you deal with that? I mean, like you mentioned your size. For being such a ferocious, feared hitter, but then you also have the soft hands with the interceptions, I mean, how do you kind of balance that out on the field, being a strong safety?
Just doing what I have to do, just doing what's asked of me, not trying to do too much. You know, when I need to play run game, and when they ask me to play in the pass. So it's just all about doing your responsibilities, really.
How is the rehab going? Is everything still on schedule and feeling good in terms of where you're supposed to be?
Yeah, everything's on schedule right now, man. It's just, you know, trying to, you know, they're not trying to let me go too hard, but you know, the kind of person I am, I wanna go and get it going. But you know, I'm on pace for everything. Though. Everything's feeling good.
How do you think about getting Ronnie Lott's number?
You say that again?
Ronnie Lott's number. What does that mean to you?
Oh, man, it's an honor. I didn't get the hand pick it. Coach Del Rio actually picked it when I saw it, but I told him that was one of the numbers I was actually thinking about. So, I mean, it's just an honor, man. So you know, I'm just gonna try to represent as best as I can.
I know you told us on draft night that just kind of with all the traveling around and stuff leading into the draft, that it was hard to maybe do as much rehab as you wanted. Is that nice that you're now here and be able to just focus on all that?
Yeah, if it was up to me, I would have came the next day after the draft, really. But, yeah, I'm just happy. I'm happy to be here and just get to work, man. I told them when I came in Monday, you know, I'm just here to get to work. So, you know, I was excited about it. Now, you know, I got a consistent routine and work that I can get in. So I'm happy about that.
You'd have left that vacation spot in Haiti to get here right away?
Yeah, I would have.
when that knee injury first happened, and you heard the diagnosis that you were going to miss the whole season,
right?
Was that a real tough thing mentally for you to wrap your head around? You've been healthy going into it. You had a great start to the year. Like, what was that like mentally to deal with?
It was hard, mainly so because it was my senior year. You know, just knowing that I wouldn't be able to go out there with my teammates. So that was hard for me. But, man, you know, God always have a plan. So I'm just happy that, you know, everything worked out the way it did. Now I'm here. So I couldn't be any happier.